Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. Droid Life Show, episode 96 today. It's sort of a special episode, if you will. Tim and I have Nexus phones, sort of a big deal. I have the Nexus 5X, and Tim has the 6P. And so we're going to talk a lot about those today. So anyways, it's Monday, October 19th, so not our typical Friday show, but we just thought it was a good day for a special show. There's just a lot going on. So anyways, I'm your host, Kellen. Tim, you want to say hi real quick?
Guys, how's it going? Tim here.
So yeah, we got, I guess just a little backstory. We got the phones at the end of last week. So we've had them for just over 48 hours, almost, well, I guess now 3 days basically. So we've spent 3 days basically just going over every single thing we can. We don't have full reviews out yet because we've never reviewed phones in like a 48 hour period of time. We just like to give them more time, that especially phones like Nexus phones that are such a big deal. So we've done some things though. We unboxed them, did a comparison video. We've each done camera reviews on each because we basically just took all weekend to go snap like of everything we could in a whole bunch of situations. So we put the cameras through some tests, showed off fingerprint sensors. We've kind of done a lot with them. We just haven't talked battery, sort of performance, just our general impressions yet. And so we kind of wanted to get together to do that now. And then we're also going to go through and answer a bunch of questions that you guys have asked to us. So yeah, we're just going to talk Nexus. Let's start first with your phone, because you have the Nexus 6P, the big flagship guy. I feel like this is the one I think most people are probably most interested in. So you just kind of want to go Nexus 6P overview so far. Maybe we can then get into like camera and battery life and some other things, but just kind of what's your general 2-day overview of the Nexus 6P?
General 2-day overview. Well, first, I should note that I was coming from the Galaxy Note 5. So I was already kind of expecting a larger device. Both devices feature a 5.7 inch QHD display. So I was ready for the size. In hand though, the phone feels extremely thin, which it is, although it is very metallic, where the Galaxy Note 5 gives off like the glass and smooth, slippery feeling in hand. The Nexus 6P is definitely more metallic. You can definitely feel like the chamfered edges on the sides, and it's a good looking device. I mean, we got the charcoal black model, and so it's quite dark. It's almost sometimes hard to make out the Nexus logo on the backside, but I mean, that's basically it for, you know, the outside of the device. I mean, it is quite nice to hold in hand. I mean, if you're ready for a large phone, or if you're already coming from a large phone, it won't be that big of a deal. But say if I was coming from a Galaxy S6, which is quite, you know, a little bit smaller, definitely in hand, then it will feel like quite a jump going up to the 5.7 inch on the Nexus 6P. It also has kind of large bezels on the top and bottom that takes up quite a bit of space, although it does have the dual front-facing speakers, and they are stereo, so the sound coming from the speakers is really good, like when I'm watching a YouTube video or playing Candy Crush. Everything sounds really good, so impressed with that. Overall display, say if I put this display up next to the Galaxy Note 5, there are some major differences. With the Note 5, you got the Super AMOLED, and then on this one, it is also AMOLED, although there's something about the color and the amount of saturation that Samsung has on their displays when compared to this one. Like this one, it's got like kind of like a yellowish tint sometimes on white, but other than that, I mean, that's kind of like your basic overview without going into the camera and performance. Am I supposed to talk about performance?
Yeah, so, well, a lot of people have been asking, and we were probably going to get to this later, but a lot of people keep asking, it's running a Snapdragon 810. Is it overheating and burning your hand? Like, what's going on with performance and heat and all of that stuff? Let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah, performance is great. When, like, compared to, say, one of the first devices that ran Lollipop, where there seemed to be like bugs or performance hiccups and stutter and lag and whatnot, Marshmallow 6.0 on the Snapdragon 810 seems really great. I haven't really had any performance issues or anything like that. The processor hasn't been overheating or anything. And when I was taking a lot of photos and playing back some of the 4K video I was shooting, I wasn't experiencing like out of the ordinary, you know, heat or anything like that. There is a little bit of heat that comes off the device naturally. But
yeah, I mean, every phone does, right?
Exactly. So, but nothing that was going to burn my hand or burn a hole in my pocket or anything like that. Marshmallow is smooth, man. I really like it. You know, we've been running Marshmallow on the Nexus 6 and Nexus 5 thanks to the test build, so we're pretty much already used to it. But this build feels really good. It feels like they crushed a lot of the problems that came with Lollipop, and it looks fantastic. So far, no real major complaints in the hardware or the software department of the device.
How is launching the camera? Like I just mentioned in my camera review that the camera is a little slow sometimes on this phone, and I just felt like it was buggy on the 5X, that is. And the 6P, you kind of mentioned there's like no issues at all, right?
Yeah, no issues at all, at least from me. When the device is already unlocked, I can just hit it and it'll open it up right away, and I can just start shooting pictures, no big deal. Although I was running like HDR for the camera review, I was trying to like get good pictures. And since there's no manual mode or settings I can play with, all I can do is turn on the HDR mode. And I found that on Nexus devices, the HDR mode really helps when you're trying to like take a well-balanced shot. So when you're snapping photos, it does take, you know, there's a little bit of stutter because it's processing. But when the HDR is off, you can snap pictures back to back real quick.
Yeah.
In terms of opening it, like say if the display is turned off and you give it the two clicks on the power button, you'll feel it vibrate and boom, it just pops right open.
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
Yeah, for me, no issues. I've read that you were having issues and I was like, oh, poor guy, I'm not having any problems.
Seriously.
Yeah,
we should probably compare camera versions to see if it's the same or if different or what's going on with my phone, but anyways.
Yeah, maybe. Yours is janky. Yours does not have a Snapdragon A10. That's the difference.
My poor little plastic guy is a little janky.
Yep.
Let's see. Anything you don't like about the phone?
Anything I don't like? I mean, like,
anything so far that's bugging you? Like, is the size too big? I know you said you came from a Note 5. Like,
yeah, it is a little big.
Those top and bottom bezels are kind of big.
Yeah, they're kind of large. Like in my pocket, you know, it's a tall device. I got it next to the hearing, can put it up next to the Note 5. But it's a bit taller. I'd say maybe a half inch or so. I don't have the exact dimensions in front of me, but I'd say it's a half inch larger than the Note 5 vertically. But other than that, I mean, it's about the same width. I really like the phone, maybe personally, very subjective. Like it's a little big, but other than that, I have no real complaints so far. Again, we've had the phone, we can't go reviewing it. We've only had it for 48 hours. So,
right.
But right now, no major complaints. Like there's
What's battery life been like?
Battery life is pretty average for me. It's about the same as the Note 5. I wake up in the morning at about 8, 9, depending, you know, it was the weekend, so I was waking up a little bit later. But I can go all day, get about 3.5 hours of screen on time, and that's about it. I saw kind of weak performance on Saturday because that was the day I was going out and shooting a lot of photos. So, you know, I had the screen on a lot more, and I think the battery was dying around like 6 p.m. or 7. But again, I was shooting 4K video, snapping a lot of photos out on walks and stuff. And I was
Kill any phone quickly for sure.
Exactly. But my normal day, 8 a.m. to like 10, 11 p.m., 3.5 hours of screen on time. And that's what I saw yesterday, which was sort of a normal day for me. So pretty average. Nothing spectacular. It does have a 3450 milliamp hour battery. So I guess I was expecting a little bit more. Like I've never had a phone that can go 4 hours of screen on time and last me a full day. Like, it's just not in my world. Other people get crazy good battery life. I'm like, or they say they do. I mean, the numbers say that they do, but I don't believe it. Like, it's just not real world.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. More power to them. But
I mean, like, I would love to have a phone that could get 4 hours of screen on time. Not that I want to be staring at my phone for 4 or 5 hours a day and have that much screen on time, but I would love a phone that could do that because I normally am around 2. So that means like I have a phone that must last for like 3 days, which has never been the case.
Yeah. Someone asked me, can I demonstrate one-handed operation with the 6P? And really, it's not that bad because, say, if you know, I take it out of my pocket, I just unlock it by using the fingerprint right there on the back. So I don't have the smallest hands ever. Like I had someone say a long time ago, I have piano player hands. Like I have long fingers. I don't have necessarily large hands, but long fingers. And it's not too bad. Like when I have to do the shift in my hand to get it from playing around to my thumb coming down to the bottom. And then also if I'm walking, I cannot text. Like I can't reach the symbol key to use an exclamation point or something like that when I'm texting. So for me, it's like the majority of the time I am using it with two hands, but I can do most things with one hand. It's no big deal. Although if you got smaller hands, you might have somewhat of a hard time, but yeah, I'm just used to it. I mean, I've been using the Note 5, so I'm just used to using two hands now.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, we just, all phones are big now. They all just seem kind of like two-handed phones now. You know what
I mean? So. Yeah. It's just part of the game.
Yeah. All right. What else? Anything else you just want to note about the 6P fingerprint sensors? Fast speakers. How do they sound?
Speakers sound good. I did touch on that. When I'm playing Candy Crush, it gets really loud. I've noticed watching YouTube. The sound is kind of shallow. Like there's not much bass tone. Like say if you're familiar with the 1M8 or the 1M9, that has a real deep tonality to it. The 6P doesn't match that. It's a bit more tinny, if that makes sense. A good adjective. But I wish they were a little bit thicker of a sound. There we go, thicker. More bass. But speakers are good. Front facing camera's good. Camera's good. Display is great. Battery's good to average, or average to good. The build quality is good. I mean, what more do you want from a Nexus phone? I mean, they did a really good job, at least from the 48 hours I've had it. I'm super impressed, and I can't wait to like do the full review and be like, buy this phone. Although it's kind of hard. Like I was trying to determine if it was phone of the year. And I don't know quite yet if it beats out the Note 5. Like the Note 5 has just a killer display, killer camera. It feels so good to me. And that's always such a subjective thing. It's hard to pick between the two. This one's metal, this one's glass. Right. I guess it just depends on up to you. Both pretty much perform the same specs almost.
TouchWiz over stock Android though? That's tough.
There's parts of TouchWiz that's kind of nice. You know, I mean, there's more features. There's more settings to play with. Android Lollipop or Marshmallow, it seems so bare bones.
And yeah, I mean, when you've dedicated a lot of time to a heavily skinned phone and then you go to stock, you start noticing the little things that just aren't there, yeah.
Yeah, you're almost like, what am I going to do with my time now that I don't have to mess with TouchWiz settings and all this stuff? It's almost too easy, especially when you're talking about the camera software. Like, we both mentioned that in our camera reviews. There's just nothing to do in the camera app. No. You just snap pictures.
Yeah.
You could change the resolution, but it's not like you want to do that anyway to change the format. So it's just not something you want to play with. I really wish that there was more manual camera settings, but you know, that's typical Google. They want developers to build that crap. And so you can download an app or whatever. And there are plenty of apps that allow for manual camera settings. So
there are, which we'll have to test. Cause yeah, I'm after testing the cameras and wanting some sort of control, and I'm not a photography freak and I don't know how to control everything about a camera, but there's some stuff I would like to tweak here and there, especially depending on the situation. So yeah, Google needs to, I feel like they used to have an exposure setting in the camera app, in the stock camera app. And then it's like, it's gone now. Like you used to have to enable it, but it's like, it's not even there anymore. It's weird.
Yeah. I think one of my main things why I love the G4 camera so much is that you can tweak the shutter speed. Mm-hmm. And I love, you know, it was 4th of July and I was playing with the fire sparkler thing or whatever. You can make cool symbols and stuff, but I wish you could do that type of stuff with the Nexus devices, you know, stock wise, not having to download an app. Yes, you can download an app, but there's something about it just being baked in from the start that would have been legit.
Would have been nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just kind of random, but in the chat, Wade County sent us a screenshot of his phone that says he has 2 hours and 40 minutes of screen on time and 72% battery life left. How is that possible?
It's BS. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. Like, what do you have like two apps installed? I don't understand how that works.
That's like an LG phone though. It's like the...
Is that LG?
Yeah, it's definitely not Nexus. Look at that skin. That's LG.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like, I've never had a phone. Like if I was at 2 hours and 40 minutes of screen on time, this Nexus 5X right here would be at about 12%.
Yeah, I feel like one of the things that we don't talk about also is the brightness at which you set your screen. Like I actually use my screen quite bright sometimes. Especially since I'm outside, you know, walking the dogs a lot, like my screen is jacked up all the way and that drains your battery quite a bit. What is nice, what's really cool about Marshmallow is when you go into the settings, the battery settings, and you look at each app, it shows the milliamp hour usage of the battery. And I thought that was a really cool feature.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, that I hadn't really noticed or played with before. So being able to see how much battery your app or your setting is actually using is quite cool. According to Wade County, I mean, he's going to get like 10 hours of screen on time. And I just don't believe it. Sorry, Wade. Love you, but I don't believe you.
I'm fascinated by it because a lot of people tell us, right? And they always, you know, my battery numbers are always look terrible. And people always tell me they get like 5-6 hours of screen on time. I'm fascinated now. And I want to know like what apps these people have and don't have. And so we need to do like a giant case study, I feel like, because I want to know. I would love a phone that could get 4 hours of screen on time and not be dead by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I've never had that. So.
Right. Well, we all use our phones differently. I think that's the main thing. And maybe Wade is sitting there with a task killer, just killing tasks like back in the Froyo days or something. I doubt he is. But yeah, Wade, I mean, feel free to tell us what exactly, like, what were you doing on your phone for 2.5 hours to where your phone still has that much battery left? Because if I did anything on my phone for 2.5 hours, I'd already be down to 50% probably.
Yeah, it's crazy. What's he say? End up 6 hours without pushing it hard. 6 hours is pushing it hard.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I have Twitter running and updating every 5 minutes.
What? It's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I have live updates on Phoenix for my Twitter app every 5 minutes, and I don't get nearly the same performance he does. On Wi-Fi only, of course, no auto updates over LTE.
But, it's just absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
I want to be a part of this world, though. 6 hours a day. This guy says, Colin says, 6 hours a day with screen on is a lot of staring at your screen. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's another topic for another day. But anyways.
Sure.
All right. So 6P, you like it, but you're just not sure if it's better than the Note 5.
I don't want to say that. I mean, the two devices are extremely different. Yes, they both run Android, but they're almost just completely ends of the spectrum. You've got Samsung's flagship with TouchWiz, and then you've got Google's with the Metal and the stock Android, and it's Huawei, for God's sake. I mean, this is a company that's really not penetrated the American market. This could do it. This might be the one where everyone's like, okay, we can trust them. They made a good device. They're not spying on us, and that's good. They're not trying to hack me.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
I wonder when that phone's going to ship. So Google announced today that the 5X is officially shipping if you ordered from the Google store. The 6P, nothing, though. They didn't even mention it. We don't know if, when, whatever. And so, like, we have review units, we buy phones, too, because most review units go back, for those who don't know how that works. And so we put it in order for a 5X and a 6P, and our order hasn't shipped because it's got a 6P in there. So it's almost like Google's holding orders that are like that. But a lot of people that said they ordered a 5X, theirs have shipped. So, but yeah, we don't know about the 6P, like if it's shipping in a week, next week. We're seeing some dates in some people's accounts that say November 2nd-ish.
That would suck.
Yeah, I mean, that's still a couple of weeks away. So
yeah.
Hopefully that's wrong. Who knows what the deal is. But
I feel like demand... It just seems so much higher for the 6P. I mean, I think that's really the device everyone wants. So
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the flagship of the two. So, and I don't blame people. Like I held it, you know, I did the unboxing of it, and I was at the event with it Google held a couple of weeks ago before passing the phone then on to you. And it feels nice. I mean, like as much as I want to love the 5X, and we'll talk about that here in a second, it's when you hold them in hand, they're just so different. One's a premium metal build and one's plastic build. So. All right, so go into 5X now.
Let's do it.
All right, so I have the 5X, and so just like Tim, I've had it since Friday, basically. Let's see, just a general overview. It really is a lot like the original 5, which everyone loved, right? You can even see like the panda Stormtrooper style, right, with the black cut in the middle with the white back. I mean, the original Nexus 5 was just like that as well. I actually have it right here. You know, they both have like that same style.
Mm-hmm.
So they
Stormtrooper,
you Yeah, the Stormtrooper. They still look a lot alike. So I really like the phone, just in terms of an affordable, all-plastic phone. You know, it's small enough. It's 5.2-inch LCD display. So you can hold it in one hand. Like, I took it for a couple of runs this weekend, and you can hold it in your hand while you're running because it's not huge, and you know, it feels fine. Obviously, it doesn't take up a bunch of room in your pocket and things like that. You can reach everything on the screen without doing much of a shimmy. You know, you were talking about the shimmy, like, oops. You can kind of just get up there pretty easily. So, and I also do.
Da-da-da-da-da. Well, hello?
Large hand. Tim.
Yes?
Oh, I just got some weird, like, hello, like, weird talk anyways.
Oh, I had, you completely lagged off of the screen for me. Sorry about that. Like, you, your connection just went away.
Oh, it did. I thought you were dead. But I'm back now, apparently.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Oh, yeah, see, everyone said, peace out, Kellen. I apparently just disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, I'm back for now. I'm having so many internet problems the last week. I hate Comcast so much. Hope you're listening, Comcast. I hate you. Anyway, so 5X. I do like the phone overall. Obviously, no stereo speakers like you got. You just got the one down here. It's not really a great speaker. Like, I think the volume was cranked to max when I first got the phone, and notifications were coming in, and Vibrate was on, and it just sounded kind of gross. I need to pay more attention to it. I just operate normally on Vibrate, but I need to pay more attention because I don't think it's a great speaker. But camera, though, you know, it's the same camera you have in the 6P. I think it's a pretty good camera for a smartphone. I don't know if it's the best camera. I think Samsung just is kind of killing it right now in the camera department, but it's a really good camera for a Nexus phone. Like, Google finally put, I would argue, you know, the camera in the Nexus 6 last year wasn't terrible. It was fine. It wasn't the fastest camera, and that was sort of its downfall. It was just a little slow. The camera here, though, it's pretty damn fast. I mean, it fires up, snaps, focuses, all that stuff. I did mention in my camera review that I did run into just some jank, if you will, like with the camera. And I haven't been able to necessarily replicate that since the first couple of days. It hasn't done it to me today, although I haven't fired up the camera a bunch, but it seemed a little slow. And I don't know if that's the Snapdragon 808 struggling or what the deal is there. But overall, once, you know, it only did that to me a handful of times, and for the most part, it was fast enough and takes pretty good shots. So battery life for me, I'm getting pretty normal battery life that I get with every phone. Well, actually, I put it up there with probably the Moto X Pure Edition. It's like I unplug it at 6, 7 a.m. and I seem to be okay 6, 7 p.m. You know, I always get about 12, 13, 14 hours around there. And then I'm kind of thinking about a charger. So, and I'm looking anywhere from 2 to 3 hours screen on time these days. So the battery life seems fine to me. It's not like record-breaking battery life, even though it has a 1080p display. But it's fine. Like, I think this phone will last people a whole day, and they'll need to charge it for the next day, just like every other damn phone out there. So is there anything I love or hate about the phone? I like the phone. I don't know if this is going to be my choice of the two. Like, after I get done reviewing this, I'm definitely going to jump on the 6P for a while and see if I can go larger phone or not, or if I fall back to the smaller dude. But otherwise, you know, it's a really nice phone. Oh, I don't know if you guys can see that. Oh, there it is. Notification light down there. So it does have a multicolored LED down there.
That looks much cooler than this one. This one is just, it's up in the corner by the front-facing camera, and it's kind of boring. That's a sweet, that's a sweet placement.
Yeah, this one's cool. Right in the speaker, and it pulses nice, and it's big. It's a good notification light. So,
yeah.
I think that's pretty much it for this phone. You know, it's the more affordable of the two. It's a nice phone. Performance is fine, other than the couple of camera hiccups I had. Fingerprint sensor's great. Yeah, I mean, it's a nice phone. It really is like the old Nexus 5. It's just the newer version. So, yeah. And it's shipping. You could actually buy this one, and you might actually get it, unlike the 6P, which could be 2 weeks out for all we know, right?
It's possible. I tend to be a bit more positive than you. So I think we'll get, I mean, maybe a week, maybe a week and a half. Stay positive.
Yeah, it would be nice, if Google just was like, oh, we're going to ship those by the end of the week. 6P. Yeah. I mean, if we go, like, if I look at our order in the Google store, it says estimated around the 30th or the 2nd. So that's pretty much telling me, like, we're still 2 weeks out. A week. Yeah, no, that's 2 weeks out. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, hopefully Google's wrong. So let's see. Is the Nexus 5X my next phone? I kind of mentioned this, but I don't know. I don't think so. I like it. I just think I'm so used to all these premium phones that it's hard to go all plastic again. I know that seems like a stupid idea, but you know, like the Moto X Pure Edition has a metal frame. You know, the Samsung phones this year are all metal and glass, and they feel super premium. The 6P, metal and premium. So it's kind of hard to pick up an all plastic phone and be really, really excited about it. But I don't know. I mean, I've enjoyed it for the last 2 or 3 days, so maybe I could go plastic again. We'll see. Has a headphone jack on the bottom, by the way. I got you beat there.
That's true. Mine is up top.
Yep.
Weak.
Yeah, pretty weak. Let's see. Okay, so that's kind of our overviews. You want to go into some of these questions that people pose to us?
People have a lot of questions. Yeah, absolutely.
So we grabbed a handful of them. The first one we'll do, and I actually just wrote a post about this before we came on air, was Quick Charge 2.0. So this is such a sore subject. So Quick Charge 2.0 is Qualcomm's quick charging technology that's been in a whole bunch of phones the last like year and a half. And basically it allows you to charge your phone really quickly without doing, you know, damage to the battery or anything like that. And so we just assumed these phones would have Qualcomm's Quick Charge 2.0 because they run the Qualcomm Snapdragon 810 and 808, which both support Quick Charge 2.0. We assumed that it was like Google was basically just using USB type C, but they were also going to have quick charge enabled. And unfortunately, that's not the case. Google's basically going their like own almost proprietary charging route. And so it's not Quick Charge 2.0. So if you, the basics are, if you have a Quick Charge 2.0 chargers, they probably are not even going to work. Some of them will charge the phones. None of them are going to give you full fast charging, which sucks.
We should call it rapid charging.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's weird because on Google's like the place or the Google store listings, it says fast charging, but yeah, when you plug in one of the real chargers, it says charging rapidly. So is it charging or is it fast charging? What is it, Google? So it sucks because a lot of us have been collecting Quick Charge 2.0 adapters, you know, over the last year or so because every phone supported them, and then Google's like, eh, we don't really care about that anymore. We're going to do our own thing. And so it's kind of unfortunate. Like I was hoping I could just buy a bunch of USB type C to type A cables, hook them into adapters and then just charge quickly. And you can't. So it sucks. We're basically now waiting for some of these manufacturers to make special Nexus 5V3A chargers in order to charge these things fast. Or you just have to go in the Google store and buy a whole bunch of fast chargers. And of course they're sold out. So you can't even do that anyway. And Google also doesn't sell car chargers, so no fast car chargers for you either. So, yeah, I mean, that's the short story, even though that was kind of long. No Quick Charge 2.0 in these phones, so you have to go like official Nexus chargers if you really want fast charging.
All right.
It sucks. Yeah, it sucks.
I just had a question come in asking, do I have to shimmy the phone away from my palm and out onto my fingers to reach the back button? And to answer the question, that is no. I can just hold it and just reach back right there. I just have to move my thumb. Maybe a little bit of a stretch, but it's not that bad. So I just wanted to answer that very quickly.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Somebody asked, what feels better in hand, the 5X or the larger 6P? It's kind of a tough question because, you know, like one's smaller, but it's plastic, and one's bigger, but it's more premium. I mean, the 6P just feels like a premium phone.
Yeah, it's a very subjective question, I think. But in my opinion, I held your 5X. It just reminds me a lot of the Nexus 5, yeah. Naturally. To me, I like the premium kind of heavier feeling devices. So I would go 6P. After feeling the two, I'm like, oh yeah, 6P feels like money.
It's good. Yeah, it's definitely, I would say it's definitely the better feeling of the two. It is bigger, yes, but it's just a more premium feeling phone. So, you know, if you got a 5X, like I said, it's just a plastic phone. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Let's see. Are there noticeable performance differences between the 5X and 6P? That's sort of tough to tell because like you've been using the 6P and I've been using the 5X. The only thing I would say is, I noticed a couple of hiccups with the camera. A few times you haven't noticed anything. It doesn't sound like it doesn't. Have you noticed any stuttering anywhere in anything really?
Not really. When there's no bounce back or anything like that from the home, everything's pretty quick and responsive. I've been very surprised with the performance, and I haven't seen anyone else really complaining, like any, you know, websites or anything like that who also have the devices saying that they've been experiencing problems with performance, and yeah, neither have I. So I'm surprised and happy.
Yeah, and you know, the 808 and the 5X, it's performing fine, other than the like little hiccup I've seen in the camera here and there. Otherwise, fine. So
yeah,
and it's only a 1080p display, so it should have no problem pushing those pixels. How do the displays compare? You just kind of mentioned that the 6P's AMOLED wasn't probably tuned as well as the ones that are in, like, you know, the Note 5 and stuff. As far as the 5X goes, you know, it's a 1080p LCD. It, you know, the colors are fine. It's not like a mind blowing display, but it's not bad. I haven't noticed like a yellowness, like you kind of said. It also doesn't look really washed out like some LCDs do, which is good. It seems like a fine display. You know, like display tech in general these days is so good. Like if nothing's annoying you, that's a good thing. Because if it is annoying you, then it means like somebody really screwed up. This display on this seems fine.
Yeah, I actually had a better time with looking at the display once I switched it off of the wallpaper. So let me show you. The wallpaper that comes stock on it, this one, is totally like blown out or something. It's a really terrible wallpaper for this display, because it tries to handle like 100 different shades of green, and it doesn't do it very well. So I put on kind of a darker reddish wallpaper, and it handles it really well. So once I switched the wallpaper, a lot looks better on the overall phone. Google Play, that's sort of like my standard for looking at a display, because it shows a whole range of various colors, and Google Play looks pretty good. I haven't gotten the update like a few other people I know, lucky punks. And so I'm looking at the old school Google Play that's super antiquated. But it looks fine. And
you don't really want the new one if you're using it as a tester for colors, because you know the new one loses the boxes up top with all the colors you're talking about.
Yeah, but look how good that looks. Well, what if you pull out that slide bar, the old tray?
That.
Yeah, I mean that it's just white.
I can't really see. Yeah,
but yeah, I thought
it just shows little. It shows little icons for each section, so it's still not really a good. But whatever.
I still think it looks better. But
it is pretty slick anyway.
Yeah. The display is pretty darn good. It's hard to compare it to the Note 5 or an S6 that has a Super AMOLED QHD. And, you know, Samsung probably spends a lot of R&D to make that the best display on the market. And they do a pretty good job with it.
Yeah, so. I mean, Samsung does the best damn displays there are. And especially when they tune them for their devices, they're just that good.
Exactly.
And the AMOLED in that 6P is a Samsung display. I'm pretty sure Google confirmed that. But yeah, that, you know, they're not Samsung. They don't know exactly. They're probably not going to be the best at getting those ready. So.
Maybe. Yeah.
Let's see. Well, somebody asked, can you use a 6P comfortably in one hand all the time? You kind of answered this a while ago. It sounds like for the most part you can, but you prefer to use two hands.
Yeah, it just depends. I mean, it is sort of, it's a tall device again, so sometimes it can feel a little cattywampus in your hands. Like, you don't want it to kind of tip over. It's not bottom or top heavy. It's very evenly weighted. But at the same time, you know, if you drop this phone, I have a really bad feeling about what would happen. It feels very fragile. Like, if you drop this thing, I almost guarantee it's busted. So
really, it feels that, yeah.
It's so thin. I think that's why, because it feels very thin with the chamfered edges and all that. And the display is just so darn big. I just got a bad feeling about it. And so I won't drop it. No drop testing here. And I won't see if it's like secretly waterproof upstairs in my bathroom. And
please don't, yeah.
But so I like to use two hands, especially if I'm out in the world. Like if I'm just chilling at home on the couch or something, I'll just try and use one hand just because I'm not concerned about dropping it. But if I'm out and about, I will sometimes have it in my left hand and then use my right finger, my right index finger, to do what I want to do, or vice versa. I'll hold it right hand, left index finger. It all depends on the situation. But no, I don't use everything just one-handed. I don't feel safe about that.
Yeah. And I've actually been able to use the 5X for the most part with one hand, which has been kind of nice. There's just a few phones nowadays, right, where you can do that. So,
right.
It's a good feeling to be able to use a phone with one hand.
Yeah, it's great. Like, I can do that no problem on Galaxy S6, yeah. S6 Edge, stuff like that. One-handed operation is fantastic. But, you always stick me with the large phone, so all the notes and all that stuff, I always have to use two hands, and I'm just used to it now.
Yeah. Let's see, what else do we got? Somebody asked, does the 5X feel like it has good, powerful enough hardware? I'd say so. The camera issues I saw really seem like they could fix that with a bug-fixing app update, so... Otherwise, the phone seems perfectly fine. I mean, it's like when you pick up the original Nexus 5, which is now 2 years old, run it on Marshmallow, it's still fast and smooth. Like when Google gets a hold of hardware and puts it together with software and they build it at the same time, it's crazy how fast and smooth Android can be. Like when you go from, a TouchWiz phone or an LG phone or any of those with a skin, they seem pretty fast, and you don't really notice like all these little laggy things here and there. And then you grab a Nexus and you just go, wow, this is fast. Like, this is how Android should be. So yeah, I mean, the Nexus 5X should be fine. You already mentioned the overheating stuff. It's crazy, right? Like the Snapdragon 810, and rightfully so, the overheating stuff, like the Xperia Z4 when that came out and a Japanese carrier had to put a warning next to it, like this phone might get crazy hot. But you just haven't noticed any overheating. I mean, can we squash that now? I've seen it in the comments. I don't know how many times. Like, what's up with the overheating? And I don't know that I've seen one report that the 6P overheats. But like, everyone's still assuming it's going to.
Yeah, I think there's been enough like versions or updates to the processor where that's something we don't have to worry about. It sucks that Qualcomm put out a processor that is now synonymous with overheating and burning your hands and all that. I mean, I don't think we helped because we posted that picture of the HTC One M9 and like it was like red hot grizzly. Or whatever.
Like, but volcanic lava. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that was funny. And so you got to post that. But yeah, at the same time now these days, we have not come across a phone, maybe besides the G Flex 2, I think, that was like getting hot from actual usage. 6P, no problem. Even with its metal, like it feels like when you're using it heavily, it feels like any other normal phone would, I guess. I mean, it even feels like the Note 5 when I'm using that intensively. They get warm. Smartphones get warm. They don't have cooling or fans or anything like that, so they get hot. Definitely normal, though. Not going to hurt you. Don't be afraid.
What do you think about ambient display? And how, like it lights up sort of like Motorola's Moto Display. I feel like they've really improved it.
Really?
Like when you pick up your phone now, I feel like it actually like turns on, at least with this phone.
Yeah, this one feels a little off to me. Okay. When like if I pick it up, like the screen doesn't turn on. It takes like 5 seconds for it to actually kick on.
It's definitely not as fast as Moto Display, but right. I feel like it seems better. Like with the Nexus 6, I felt like it was such a terrible implementation of it. It used to just never work with that phone. At least these phones seem to work.
Now that these phones are out, I just don't even like the Nexus 6 at all. Like, I wish that phone never existed. That was just me, though. I mean, it's so large. I never really used it for an extended period of time, except for when I was trying out Project Fi, and that was because right. I had to use that phone.
And you wrote that whole review of Project Fi, and the takeaway that all the readers found was
the Nexus
whatever, 6. Tim, you just hate the Nexus 6. All you did was bitch about the Nexus. So funny. It's like it's you really wrote like I don't know how many words, and all they got out of it was, oh, you just hate the Nexus 6, huh?
So yeah, absolutely. Funny. It's just it's not like an enjoyable phone to use. It's so thick and large, but that's just me, and that's my takeaway from it. But
well, that's one of the big questions, right? Was it worth an upgrade 6 to the 6P?
Absolutely. Like no doubt.
Seems like yes, do it now.
Yeah. If you can sell that Nexus 6 on Craigslist for $50, just take $50. You don't even have to make your money back. Just try and get rid of it because they're selling new ones for $300 now. So, I mean, you got to take whatever you can get for it and upgrade. Definitely upgrade to the 6. I mean, the camera alone makes it worth it. I mean, this thing slays.
I was just going to say, like, I don't hate the Nexus 6 as much as you do, but I would still say probably, like, if you've got the money, I would say upgrade just because the camera on the 6P is that much better than on the regular Nexus 6, the original Nexus 6.
Yeah, my opinion, I mean, the display seems better. You get a fingerprint reader, camera, overall build quality. Like, the Nexus 6, it feels sturdy enough, but it's plastic, on the back and stuff, and it's super thick. Yeah, it's a tank. It's a whale. I mean, we haven't called it a whale for the past year because it's not a whale. It is a whale. It's Shamu, for God's sake. So when you're going to this, I mean, it's a very sleek, very thin device. So in my opinion, this beats out the 6 any day of the week in any use case scenario example you could think of. Period. The end.
The end. Game over. Somebody's asked me if the back of the 5X feels like the 5. I'd say, yeah, they almost feel like Google really tried to make the same phone again. They obviously just updated some stuff and it is bigger. But yeah, it's that same sort of really soft touch finish. And I mean, I haven't held the black one or the ice blue one in a while, but I would imagine it's the exact same texture. Mm. I mean, I'm just holding them next to each other and they look like cousins for sure. They look like the same phone, basically.
Someone asked Nexus 6P versus the Moto Mixtape, aka Moto X Pure Edition. And I would love to answer that for you, but I'm going to, like, let me just break into, like, why Motorola has been pissing me off so much lately. So we ordered the Moto X Pure Edition with a leather back because we love doing those 3 months in, 6 months in, showing off how well the Horween leather ages on the back of the Moto X's. Unfortunately,
yeah, we can't even do it.
Exactly. So we got one, and a day later, the volume rocker just totally got stuck and locked. So I was unable to do volume down at all. So we sent it back, still waiting to receive the newest one. And now, I mean, it's just way too, I want to use that phone, but I can't because we haven't gotten a new one. But the phones actually remind me quite a bit in terms of the software. They're completely different with the hardware just because, you know, it had a leather back and, you know, of course. But, you know, the cameras almost seem kind of on par. Displays, both QHD, large. And so both are quite similar. I think it depends on if you want Motorola's proprietary, like their kind of software tweaks, or you just want to stick to Google. Other than that, they're quite similar. Other than that, I'm still mad at Motorola for... I mean, the thing's got to be here any day now, right? I don't know. But
no, it had another clearance delay, like everything they ship these days.
Yeah, so Motorola's been screwing us.
Yeah, they have been.
In terms of as customers, pure customers, not from the journo position or anything like that. As customers, they're screwing me.
Right. When I did a comparison video of all the phones, I did hold the Moto X Pure Edition to the Nexus 6P. The Moto X Pure Edition actually, because it has that sort of curved back to it, actually feels almost a little bit better in hand than the 6P from what I recall. But the 6P is a nice feeling phone. And in terms of upgrading, you got 810 versus 808. So, you know, the Moto X Pure Edition, I mentioned in my review that there was like just little stutters here and there. And I kind of blamed it on the 808 pushing a Quad HD display. So it's tough to say. Moto X Pure Edition, you can't really go wrong there for the price. I mean, it's $100 cheaper than the 6P. If you've already got one, I don't know if it's worth swapping out. Both good phones. That's a tough call. But yeah, I don't even know. I don't know which I would go. If I was going Moto X Pure Edition or Nexus 6P, maybe just because Motorola's had in a little down period right now, I would go 6P because you just don't know what to expect from Motorola right now. Maybe that's a tough call.
Yeah. I mean, if you want that leather, you know, or to kind of customize the look of your phone, then but I think both phones are going to give you pretty much the same experience. Both run pretty stock Android. Both have solid cameras, although I haven't been able to play with the Moto X camera as much as I wanted to, although I hear great things. But, I mean, the 6P is a solid experience. I mean, if you have the 6 or the 5 or the 4 or, you know, whatever, if you're still rocking the Galaxy Nexus, it's time to upgrade. I think the 6P would treat you good.
Yeah, probably would. Somebody asked, is the 6P slick? Is it slick, that metal? Is it slippery?
Yeah, it's very slick. There's no texture or anything like that. You know, it's not surgical grade steel or anything like that. Like, I'm sure it is a little bit porous to the hand, but, you know, there's no bumps or anything like that. It is very slick. And then the whole front is just glass besides the two cutouts for the speakers. Other than that, it's very metallic, very slippery.
How is it fingerprint wise? It's a fingerprint magnet. It's supposed to have a fingerprint resistant coating on it. So,
well, on the screen it doesn't, but on the back it definitely does. Like, there's no like fingerprints don't stick to the back. Although they do sort of stick to the top glass part on the back. Yeah, towards by the hump. But on the metal, nope, no fingerprints. Everything looks pretty clean. But of course, on the front with the glass, it does have fingerprints.
Yeah. What else? We mentioned the notification LEDs. Mentioned the speakers. I need to test the 5X speaker a little bit more. Like I said, I just run my phones on silent or vibrate, so I need to test that some more. But I just remember initially it was a little scary. And not in a good way. People want to know if they blend. We do not.
Sure they do.
We do not know that, but I'm sure that they will. Let's see. Any scratches or anything on the 6P? I mean, I know you treat it well, but like, have you just like bumped anything and noticed a giant scratch or anything?
No, they don't seem very fragile.
Okay. And I know you've only had it for a couple of days, but somebody asked if you scratch it already or anything, if it was really easy.
So what I've noticed is that that back portion part, you can, like, I have two dogs, so sometimes I see dog hair like on everything sometimes. And so there are like little cracks by the hump, and I could see like hair dust kind of getting caught right in there.
Okay.
But easy to clean. I mean, it's not like a gaping hole or anything. It's just like they're little cracks. So, yeah, other than that, no cracks. It's not easily breakable or anything like that. It seems pretty durable. I could go outside and drop test this bad boy right now if that's what the people want.
Take your camera with you. Yep. Drop test the hell out of it. Just looking for additional questions. Oh, do we have the Q&A thing in the... where is that? I don't know if people actually use Google Plus anymore. Oh, yeah, there's questions right there. Someone asked about quick charge... The quick charging, we talked about that. The quick charging thing really does suck. Like, if you buy a Nexus phone, you're basically going to have to buy a whole bunch of new chargers.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Unless you previously purchased the OnePlus 2, and that charger will charge it rapidly, apparently.
Yeah. We're not sure exactly how fast it is compared to the official charger, but it did say rapid charging. Yeah, you may just want to go on OnePlus's site. How much are their chargers? They're super cheap, aren't they?
They're like 10 bucks or 5 bucks.
Is it really that?
I think they were $10 and then they lowered them to $5, I want to say.
Let me see. Power and cables.
Because probably no one bought.
So the adapter is $10. And so then you'd have to buy some cables too, which are $10. Oh no, their type C cable is only $7. So yeah.
There you go. $17. Yeah.
Buy a couple. Let's see. Somebody asked how ambient display works on the 5X with an LCD. It just works. If I pick the phone up, you'll see the screen just turns on. I got notifications and all that stuff. I haven't noticed it doing the really obnoxious LCD thing where like the whole thing lights up. And I know that it is, but like with the Moto X Pure Edition, which also is LCD now, like when it lights up, especially in really dark situations, like you can see the whole screen kind of lighting up in the background. I haven't noticed it as much with this phone. I'm enjoying ambient display on it, so it hasn't done anything to really throw me off yet. It works, so. And like I said, I feel like it's better. Like, see, every time I hold this up, it just fires right up. I mean, it's not instant, right? It takes a second.
Obviously, it's 6?
This is the 5X.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, it takes a minute for the accelerometer to pick up that motion, but it seems to fire up pretty quickly.
Pick up? Man. Oh, yeah. It's not bad.
It's just not instant, right? If you're impatient at all, which I typically am, it's not the fastest thing. And one of the things about Motorola phones, right? They have those IR sensors on the bottom, so you can like wave your hand over it, and it'll light up. And you obviously can't do that with these Nexus phones,
right?
That's pretty much it for the questions in the actual Google Plus thing.
Yeah, someone asks, Tim, at the end of the day, would the 6P make you switch from the Note 5 or S6 Edge? I switched from the S6 Edge pretty much full time to the Note 5. You know, there was a few devices in between there that I was reviewing, but the Note 5 has been my go-to phone. I mean, that phone is legit. But now that I have the 6P, I think it kind of depends on the situation. Like, if I'm just going around town doing my thing, the 6P is great. But if I was going out on a trip and I really wanted to focus on photography and my Instagram game and stepping that up for the weekend, I would take the Note 5 just because I want to be able to have those different settings, the manual stuff to tweak with if I need it. And but I will download a manual camera app to test how good that is on this camera, just to see if I can play with shutter speed and exposure levels and all that. But at this moment in time, the Note 5 is still my phone of the year, but I still need to review the 6P and get a much better overall feel of the package, not just a 48 hours first impressions type of feel. But it's a darn good phone, no doubt about it. I would highly recommend it. I mean, I've already had three people hit me up today on Hangouts personally and being like, yo, 6P, what's the hype all about? Is it worth it? Bob, I'm like, dude, it's totally worth it. I can finally say, I wanted to go on Twitter all weekend and post pictures I took and said, man, 6P is so cool. But it's really good. It's really good. Honestly, it's pretty darn good. I'm just more impressed by the camera. You know, we wrote up those camera reviews. I was able to take some really cool shots and I was super happy with it. And then, we see people, photos and photography as an art form, I think, very subjective. There's that word again. People are like, oh, these photos look overexposed or underexposed. And
you're the king of subjective, by the way.
Sorry?
You're the king of subjective.
What did I say? I said subjective.
No, I know. You just said it four times.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's my
pretty much year
of 2015. Saying, yeah. Exactly. That's well, I need to say it right every time. That's why you scared me when you said that. But yeah, so some people, I think it all just depends on what they like. I like the photos that the Nexus 5X that Kellen took, and I like the photos that I took this weekend. And I think they came out really good, a lot better than we've seen the Nexus 5 come out with. I mean, that phone could not take a picture to save its life when it first came out. Same with the Moto X from 2013. I mean, the photos just sucked. But now we got some great sensors. I mean, these were sensors we're supposed to be put into actual point and shoot cameras, and they turned out pretty good. So the overall package is fantastic. There is a big difference, I think, hardware wise between the 6P and the 5X, just because if you want that premium metallic and glass feel over the plastic, then I would go 6P for sure. But both have same cameras, basically. And so if that's something that's important to you, then I think both of these phones kind of deliver on that. So that was a long little tangent I went on. I don't know what my point was, but I hope everyone's happy.
Yeah, I don't know where it started, but it was a lot. I mean, you said a lot there.
Yeah.
People want to know if there's Wi-Fi calling for T-Mobile. So I do have my T-Mobile SIM in this phone. And over the weekend, it switched and there was at the top, instead of just saying T-Mobile, it said T-Mobile Wi-Fi calling. And there's actually a setting in the Wi-Fi settings or in the network settings for Wi-Fi calling. That's all disappeared. Well, the setting's still there, but it no longer says Wi-Fi calling at the top of the phone. So I don't know if it was on and then Google or T-Mobile turned it off. I don't even know if they can do that. But I placed some calls and things like that. So I do believe T-Mobile Wi-Fi calling is working. Or at least was. People want to know about band 12. It's kind of hard to test band 12. I mean, the phones, I'm pretty sure, are supposed to support band 12, and T-Mobile's really weird about it. So it's kind of hard to say if these are working on band 12 out of the box. Where are the, where is that? I mean, it's listed, right? It's listed as supporting band 12. So
there you go.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure both phones do. Somebody asked if we would test it on Verizon just by slapping a SIM in. I haven't done that, but it'll work on Verizon. I mean, it's as long as you have an active SIM. Now, look, if you walk into a store and have them try to activate a Nexus 5X for you, it's probably not going to work. Just like the Moto Xperia Edition for a while and the Nexus 6, it's probably not in their system and they're certifying it and all that crap that Verizon always says. But if you have a nano SIM activated on Verizon, just put it in the damn phone and it'll work. You don't even need to go into a Verizon store. So I opened up the manual camera app, by the way, while you were on your tangent, and
thank you.
Everything works except it's all upside down. I don't know if you have it installed or not.
No, but, not yet.
Yeah, it's so all the stuff, all the settings on the left for focus and everything, it's all upside down. But it works.
Well, that's some BS.
It is some BS. All right, so do we have anything else?
Does it have a Moto twist open camera? No.
No, they took that out.
But
so
you do have the double click on the power button. Man, for the longest time, I'm totally stupid. I thought it was double tap on the fingerprint. And so I'm like tapping on the fingerprint. I'm like, come on, baby, open up. And finally, I was like, maybe I should try the power button. And that worked like a charm.
Yeah, double tap the power button. Yeah, it fires up. See, it's just slow on this phone. See that? It's not that fast.
Yeah, it's not very fast at all. I can just double tap. And once I feel it vibrate, it pops right open.
Oh, yeah, that's way the hell faster than this phone.
Yeah.
Or a little 5X.
I think
running that 808. Can't keep up.
Can't keep up with the flagship. No way.
That's too bad. Well, there you go. There was the official power button double tap test, and the Nexus 6P destroyed the 5X.
Yeah, you saw it here first, folks.
It did. Yeah, they took out the twist to capture. I kind of wish they didn't. I wish they would have kept that, but whatever. It's probably Motorola's thing, and I'm sure they were pissed. All right. Any other questions, or are we about good? I want to wrap up.
Yeah, I think we're about good. I mean, all your other questions will probably be answered in our review, I mean, which will be coming soon. Yeah,
so we'll probably try to have reviews done within the next week. We do have some HTC things on the horizon, Droid events on the horizon. So
there's a lot going on.
So we these are obviously priority number one. You guys want reviews of them, so we'll try to get them done as quickly as we can. But, you know, we like to take our time and make sure we hopefully do it right. Yeah, and recognize if there's bugs or little things that will annoy the hell out of people. So
we're always reachable on social media, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. So feel free to send your questions there, email us. You know how to reach us.
Yeah, you do.
We're very responsive.
For the most part. All right, cool. Well, thanks for joining us. Special show, but definitely was needed. Nexus phones are here. So hopefully if you ordered a 5X, you got shipping notice. Hopefully if you ordered a 6P, it ships soon, because I think you guys are really going to like that phone too. So otherwise, yeah, we're Droid Life. Peace.
Peace.